ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 13, टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 एंड टेक्स्ट 5। एक्चुअली इन द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड दिस नंबर 13 इज कंसिडर्ड बी वेरी इनऑस्पिशियस, इवन सो मच सो दैट इवन सम हॉस्पिटल्स दे डोंट हैव 13th फ्लोर। But Krishna very intelligently places this very, very important chapter in the 13th position, because from here he gives a synopsis of the logical proof of how the Supreme Lord is supreme in his position through analytical study. So let us venture. तत्क्षेत्रं यच्च यादृक् च यद्विकारी यतश्च स च यो यत्प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन मे शृणु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्लोभे चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. Purport: the Lord is describing the fields of activities and the knower of the fields of activities in their constitutional positions. One has to know how this body is constituted, the materials of which this body is made, under whose control this body is working, how the changes are taking place, where from the changes are coming, what the causes are, what the reasons are, what the ultimate goal of individual soul is, and what the actual form of the individual soul is. One should also know the distinction between the individual living soul and the super soul, their difference, their different influences, their potentials, etc. One just has to understand this Bhagavad Gita directly from the description given by Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all this we've clarified. But one should be careful not to consider the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every body to be one person